Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Golan Heights in Israel. Syria has military forces in the Golan Heights at Israel's northern border. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Syrian military forces, along with Hezbollah and Iranian forces, are at Israel's northern border in the Golan Heights. David Dolan, my broadcast partner covering the Middle East, gives us more details.
Well, Jimmy, indeed, this is heated up tremendously. By the way, the Prime Minister mentioned at New York that he himself had ordered the establishment of a field hospital in the Golan Heights to treat wounded people from that war raging just across the border. Indeed, Jimmy, the fighting continues. We have ISIS operating in that area. We have Hezbollah supporting the Syrian regime operating. We have, of course, Russia backing that. Horrendous fighting going on further to the north of the Golan Heights, just a few hundred miles away in Aleppo, where the regime is trying to take back its authority from the rebel groups there, fighting against it. And, of course, the fighting in the Golan Heights spilling over, as it did this week, some artillery shells again landing in Israel. They don't believe they were aimed at Israel, but that's how small the region is. You've been up in the Golan. It is a strategic plateau above that Hula Valley and Tiberias, and, you know, about 250,000 Israelis live right in the shadow of the Golan Heights, Jimmy, even though just about 40,000, I think it is now, live up on the Golan. It is a strategic plateau that overlooks the whole of the north, as you know, and Israel cannot allow that to morph into chaos. And they are saying, you know, we are watching the situation closely. We don't want to get involved in the Syrian war, but, of course, Israeli planes were again in action during the week, hitting some targets in Syria after those shells came over into the Golan Heights. So we may well see a full military activity up there. But, Jimmy, the main question is always, will it devolve into something that Russia gets involved with? Will the Israelis find themselves actually fighting against Russian forces? That's the last thing they want to do, obviously, but it could well happen if this, you know, morphed into something greater. So we have to watch that situation very, very carefully, but a tense border for sure.
Israel's northern border is indeed very tense. David Dolan with that report. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The prophecy of Daniel says that Syria will attack Israel. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, reveals that the king of the north, which is Syria today, will attack Israel in the last days. They will lead the alignment of nations who will try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Today, that stage is set. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...